So once he leaves the North Pole, he travels down over the international date line into the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
He visits the Pacific Islands first, and then he goes via New Zealand. He leaves the South Island and then comes across to Australia, and he starts right at the top in Townsville and zigzags his way across until he leaves from Perth.
Jeez, that's all right. He starts up around near us.
He does, exactly, yeah.
How long does it take him to do Australia? Because, let's face it, it's the biggest island in the world.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it wouldn't take 5 minutes.
Absolutely. It does take a little while. I can't give you exactly how long it takes because at the moment we don't know how many kids have been naughty or nice. So we don't know how many stops he has.
Yeah, right.
So how do you configure out the flight path or the flight details?
So each year Santa gives us his intentions, and our air traffic controllers put together a flight plan for him where we do our very best to keep him out of the way of all of the other travellers in the sky so that he doesn't get interrupted while he drops his presents.
Does he have the safety lights on the sleigh that flash so other pilots can see him?
That's reindeer's nose.
Oh, of course, Rudolph, duh.
Jeez, Jay, I thought you knew that since you were a kid.
I just thought the sleigh probably needed some red lights on it as well, just quietly.
Hey, here's a question for you: when he's coming into to the Australian airspace, does he get on the two way to air traffic control and say something along the lines of "Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus. I am clear for landing at Little Joey's place."
You do that so well. He does. He even has his own call sign. So he calls in on the radio, radio for us, and it's Sleigh Rider 1.
Oh, Santa Claus has gone hip.
Sleigh
There's
Rider 1.
There's
a
little insider information for you.
Sleigh Rider.
It sounds like his sleigh's been pumped up. Like it's like...
Pimp my sleigh.
Love it. Well, okay, so advice is to the boys and girls of Mackaywood Sundays when they're looking in the night sky on Christmas Eve, if they see what looks like a shooting star, that could possibly be Santa Claus.
It could very possibly be Santa Claus, right. Absolutely. So they have to go to bed on time. They have to listen to their mum and dad and head off to bed.
Good on you, Katie from Air Services Australia. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, guys.